seer beholds in golden glory the Lord, the Spirit, the Creator of the God of creation. Then he leaves good and evil behind, and in purity he goes to the unity supreme. In silent wonder the wise see him as the life flaming in all creation. This is the greatest seer of Brahman, who, doing all his work as holy work, in God, in Atman, in the Self, finds all his peace and joy. This Atman is attained by truth and tapas, whence come true wisdom and chastity. The wise who strive and who are pure see him within the body, in his pure glory and light. Truth obtains victory, not untruth. Truth is the way that leads to the regions of light. Sages travel therein free from desires and reach the supreme abode of truth. He is immeasurable in his light and beyond all thought, and yet he shines smaller than the smallest. Far, far away is he, and yet he is very near, resting in the inmost chamber of the heart. He cannot be seen by the eye, and words cannot reveal him. He cannot be reached by the senses or by austerity or sacred actions. By the grace of wisdom and purity of mind, he can be seen indivisible in the silence of contemplation. This invisible Atman can be seen by the mind, wherein the five senses are resting. All mind is woven with the senses, but in a pure mind shines the light of the Self. Whatever regions the pure in heart may see in his mind, whatever desires he may have in his heart, he attains those regions and wins his desires. Let one who wishes for success reverence the seers of the Spirit. Chapter 2. Then he knows the supreme dwelling of Brahman, wherein the whole universe shines in radiance. The wise who, free from desires, adore the Spirit, pass beyond the seed of life in death. A man whose mind wanders among desires and is longing for objects of desire goes again to life and death according to his desires. But he who possesses the end of all longing and whose self has found fulfillment, even in this life his desires will fade away. Not through much learning is the Atman reached. Not through the intellect or sacred teaching, he is reached by the chosen of him. To his chosen, the Atman reveals his glory. The Atman is not reached by the weak or the careless, or those who practice wrong austerity, but the wise who strive in the right way lead their soul into the dwelling of Brahman. Having reached that place supreme, the seers find joy in wisdom, their souls have fulfillment. Their passions have gone. They have peace. Filled with devotion, they have found the Spirit in all and go into the all. Those ascetics who know well the meaning of the Vedanta, whose minds are pure by renunciation, at the hour of departing find freedom in the regions of Brahman and attain the supreme everlasting life. The 15 forms return to their sources and the senses to their divinities. Actions and the Self and his knowledge go to the supreme everlasting. As rivers flowing into the ocean find their final peace and their name and form disappear, even so the wise become free from name and form and enter into the radiance of the Supreme Spirit, who is greater than all greatness. In truth, who knows God becomes God. Mandukya Upanishad. Om. This eternal word is all. What was, what is, and what shall be, and what beyond is in eternity. All